This is Matthias Toss, and you're listening to St. Mary's Basketball.
10:54 to go. We are tied at 48. It's been quite a ball game so far, Dave Lewis, and thus far just about even on the boards. That was our one point coming into this game where St. Mary's really dominated San Diego in the two previous matchups.
In the game in Moraga, plus 11 on the boards at USD, plus 13. The Toreros have out-rebounded the Gale 7-4 this half to cut the margin to one at 19-18.
The Toreros, this is the best seven seed I can remember, Dave. There are a lot of talent on this team. Of course, the injuries took their toll, but this is This is not the seventh best team in the league.
Well, that's what Dave Rose said Saturday, that, hey, there are seven technically, but they played the top four teams in the league twice, and it's an unbalanced schedule this year, so not everybody plays everybody twice. They played the heavyweights both times, took their lumps, but now Pete can get the right time.
San Diego with the ball at the timeout. Ford, Cousy, Krebs, Fitz, and Toss break the timeout for the Gales, and for San Diego, it's Wright with Carter, Williams, Pinheiro, and Floresca. Wright will trigger, near sideline, slaps the ball. Ball over his head, looking, gets Floresca on a back cut, and Floresca's got a layup. Got behind Toss, and Floresca, uncontested two.
Cleared out the key that freed up Floresca for the back cut in the wide open lane, and an easy finish.
Torero's back up by two. It's 50-48, 10:40 to go. Ford left off the screen, gives to Fitz. Fitz with a right-hand drive up on Floresca. Can't score it at the rim. Rebound tipped and gathered by Floresca. Fitz tips it away from Williams. Throws it off of him, saving it from going out of bounds. And Fitz keeps the basketball. What a hustle play by Malik Fitz.
When you get to March, you got to lay it all on the line and battle like each possession is your last possession on the face of the earth.
And Fitz falling into the St. Mary's bench, threw it off the hip of Williams. So gets the Gales an extra possession, trailing by two, 10.5 minutes to go. Gales led by as many as 10 in the first half. Dave, looked like they were running away with this one, but San Diego has stormed right back in.
Yeah, we thought fresh legs would be a factor, not having them, but USD not showing the fatigue of a team that's playing four games in five nights.
At least thus far, three quarters through our game today. Krebs will trigger just in front of the St. Mary's bench, lobs it in, Toss on the catch at the logo, hands it off to Cousy, and Cousy to Ford. The Gales will get set in the half-court offense. Ford right side of the logo. Dribbling between the legs. Left off the screen. Met there by Wright. Back to the right off a Toss screen. Hooks it over to Fitz. Shot fake on a three. Runs into Pinheiro and a foul called on Isaiah Pinheiro. And that is the second on the Torero star. Second team foul of the half on San Diego.
That could be something huge. Which player gets the third foul first or fourth foul as you move later in the game?
Yep.
Pinheiro or Fitz?
Pinheiro 16 points, four boards. Fitz 13-6. Ford has it at the logo. Horn set, takes it left off a Hunter screen. Backs up, guarded by Wright. Now back to the right off a Fitz screen. Turns the corner with the right hand into the body of Floresca. Lays it in off the window. What a finish by Jordan Ford.
The extension to really reach, going Inspector Gadget with that right arm to really reach up high for the right-handed finish.
The deuce for the Gales. Ford has 16. We're tied at 50. 9:50 to go. Top of the key left, Floresca, guarded by Hunter, who's checked in for Toss. Gives it up to Williams. Top of the key right, guarded by Ford. Left-hand drive, steps back, takes a fall-away 10-footer, and it's no good. Rebound tipped, tipped again, gathered by Fitz. Tough shot from Williams.
And four Gales in the key, all hands on deck to get that board.
How much gas do the Toreros have left? Tied at 50, 9.5 minutes to go. Ford walks it ahead, gets a play from Randy Bennett. Now takes a left-hand drive into the paint, into the body of Floresca. Whistle, offensive foul called on Jordan Ford. Floresca draws the charge, and Ford picks up his second.
I think it's a good call. Beat him to the spot.
We're going to get a good look at it here. Yeah, I think that's a good call. So, second on Ford, tied at 50, 9:21 to go. San Diego will take it ahead. Bears mentioning, Dave, that no team outside of St. Mary's Gonzaga's BYU has played in the WCC title game since 2008. That team was San Diego on their home floor
and
with Rob Jones.
Exactly.
Whistle away from the ball. Foul called on Malik Fitz, and that's going to be Malik's third. Pinheiro was taking him off a series of screens, and Malik called for the grab. So that gets Matthias Toss off the bench, and the freshman will again play some big minutes here as Fitz comes off with 9:11 to go and the score tied at 50.
That's a huge foul. Who would get the third first, Fitz or Pinheiro?
15 foul on the Gales, and Finn Sullivan, who's just checked in, will send it in from the baseline. Left side of the basket standard. Looking. Gets it into Floresca. Short corner, left baseline. Turns around. Couple of dribbles, now puts Hunter on his hip. He's going to back him down. Floresca backing down into the key. Shot fake, and Hunter lands on him, and Floresca will go to the line. Second foul on Hunter. And the 16th foul on St. Mary's. Just two here in the second half, Dave, on San Diego. 9:03 to go, and Floresca to the line in a tie game.
It was the lineup tweak that Sam Scholl made to start this tournament. Into the starting five, Floresca, bringing in Squirrel off the bench. It's made a huge difference for them on the offensive end and how they defend the post.
Squirrel, of course, Yao-Yin Masalski. San Diego's 4-4 from the stripe. Floresca is 2-for-2, and Floresca is 3-for-3 as he cans the first. Floresca's got 6 points and 2 rebounds. A couple of assists as well for the big man out of St. Louis. Second upcoming for Floresca, 6'8", 240. The definition, Dave, of a banger. He is physical, rugged.
Has added to his game this year by being able to step out and knocking a three on an occasion.
Floresca gets them both, 52-50, San Diego. 9 minutes to go. Ford calls out a play across the timeline. Floats it high post left side, tipped away by Wright, but chasing the ball, he steps on the sideline. So Wright almost causes the turnover, but the Gales will have it on the far sideline, trailing by two. 8:53 to go in half number two. Krebs will inbound. Krebs gets into Ford at the logo. 18 to shoot. Ford. Left off a Hunter screen. Back to the right off a toss screen. Trying to turn the corner with the right hand. Steps back on right. Now retreats. 10 to shoot. Krebs back to Ford. At the logo. 7 to shoot. Ford. Right off a Hunter screen. Hesitation move into the lane with the right hand. Floats it off the window and in. Oh, man. What a drive and finish by Jordan Ford.
Using that ball screen to shed right and get off that quick release before the help defense could get there.
Tied at 52. Pinheiro with the ball at the timeline. Attacking the basket to our right. Gives it to the point guard right. Top of the key now Pinheiro. Guarded by Toss. Puts him on his hip. Now turns and faces. Right-hand drive into the trees. Kicks out to the corner. Sullivan passes up the open three. Angles to the foul line with the dribble. And Hunter comes away with the steal. Wright trying to feed the post. Hunter gets the turnover. Here comes Ford into the front court. Top of the key. Shake and bake on right. Left off the screen. Hits Hunter rolling to the basket. There's Pinheiro. Hunter back to the basket. Pivots. Now bangs into right. Goes up the left-hand hook. Too strong. Floresca with the rebound.
Still the shot you've got to take against Pinheiro in the post.
It was a nice move. Just couldn't finish. And here comes Wright walking it up. Here comes Malik Fitz to the scorer's table. Pinheiro right side. Guarded by Toss. Up top it comes to Floresca. 7:40 to go. Tied at 52. Floresca hands it off to Pinheiro. Left-hand drive. Inside now circles back out to the corner. Into Floresca. Back to the basket. Shot fake. Turns around. Right-hand hook. Off front iron and no good. And Hunter with the rebound.
Dodging a bullet. The footwork was sensational by Floresca.
Great move. 7:20 to go. Can the Gales get a bucket and take the lead? Ford at the hash mark, far sideline. Has a pair of screens. Takes him around to his left. Dribbling on right. Crosses over. Back behind his back. Turns the corner. Floater from the foul line. No shot. And a foul called. It's going to go on Isaiah Wright, I believe. Yes, Isaiah Wright commits the personal. That's his first. Just the third team foul, Dave, on San Diego. Here in the second half.
Pinheiro was pointing at Jordan Hunter, thinking maybe there was an illegal screen.
That's what I thought, yep. Timeout on the floor. We'll take the break as well. 7:11 to go. We got a good one in semifinal number two. St. Mary's and San Diego tied at 52. You're listening to Gales Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
You're listening to St. Mary's Basketball on the Gales Radio Network.
7:11 to go, 52-52 the score. Dave, I see you doing some work with the pen there on the score sheet. What do you got for me?
Well, I just don't know how St. Mary's is even in a tie game right now. They're, in terms of points in the paint, outscoring them 32-14. Rebounding plus three, but shooting 54% for the game and 5 of 10 on threes. Three players in double figures. We always want that third score. They've got that tonight. But in a dogfight with this determined, focused, gritty USD team.
The St. Mary's, mentioned, all over USD in the paint, 32-14, 10-8 off turnovers. USD's bench is outscoring the Gales 5-0. In a tie game, St. Mary's will have the ball with 7:11 to go. Left side of the basket standard. Cousy will inbound out there with Ford, Krebs, Fitz, and Hunter. Starting five on the floor. Floats it into Fitz, top of the key left, guarded by Pinheiro. Bent over the waist, jab step, gives the left wing for Krebs. Hand off to Cousy. Cousy takes it middle of the logo. Chased by Finn Sullivan. 11 to shoot. Right off a high Hunter screen. Probes middle. Behind the back pass to Fitz. Shot fake on a three. Drives middle. Up at the right hand, and Fitz is fouled at the rim. So Malik Fitz will go to the line. That foul comes on Finn Sullivan, and that's his third.
Fitch showing the ability to knock in the three tonight, so having to close out in a hurry was Pinero. That opened up the key for the drive and a chance at two from the foul line.
Fitz threw the ball fake at Pinero, and Pinero flew by him, and Fitz drove into the trees and got himself to the line. So Malik Fitz, 13.7 rebounds. Second team all-conference is Malik, and his first free throw rattles in.
He was good in both games against the Toreros, 24 in round one, double-double, 11 and 11 in round two.
Mathias Toss, the scores table. Fitz with three fouls. Fourth team foul, by the way, here in the second half on San Diego. Free throw no good from Fitz. He hits one of two, and Pinero to the board. 53-52 St. Mary's, 6:49 to go. Finn Sullivan left to right into the front court, hands it off to Carter, left off a Pinero screen, turns the corner with the left hand, throws a ball fake, now sends it out to Pinero, drives left, spins back right, kicks it out to the corner, right run off the line, to the left foul line extended, throws a shot fake at Hunter, feeds the post, and Cousy pokes it away from Floresca. What a play by the walk-on, Tommy Cousy.
Yeah, Floresca thought mouse in the house, had an easy basket. Cousy fighting his way in to knock that ball loose.
Board leaves it for Cousy. 53-52, 6:20 to go. Cousy dribbles it off his foot, chased by Sullivan. Cousy recovers, 14 to shoot. Right off a Hunter screen, now through the legs, the dribble. Hands it off to Fitz, guarded by Pinero. To the left side for Krebs, feeding the post now to Hunter. Back to the basket, just outside the left lane line. Diagonal pass to Ford, steps back, takes a long three off the back iron and no good. Pinero has the rebound, taken away by Fitz, and Fitz sticks it back in, low left.
Backbreaker off a tremendous defensive stand by San Diego. Fitz with a rip and a finish.
Malik Fitz, second time he's done that with the second effort, puts the Gales up by three. 55-52. Top of the key left. Floresca hands it off to the freshman, Finn Sullivan. Up top it comes to Carter. Carter chased by Krebs. Left-hand drive into the body of Hunter. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Fitz. And the Gales leading by three with 5.5 minutes to go.
Hunter didn't get the block but altered the shot.
Ford into the front court, right to left. Man, what a game. In semifinal number two, shake and bake, right-hand drive. Ford scoops it in. Count the bucket. Jordan Ford is fouled. An and one for Jordan Ford. He'll go to the line. Chance for a three-point play. And Sam Scholl's got to stop it. The Gales are in the middle of a 7-0 run and a chance for more.
Your first team all-leaguer sensing the moment. This was a tough shot. He did it off a one leg, stumbling en route to the rim. The good roll, and now the Gales cooking, leading by five.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take the break as well. St. Mary's back on top by five. 5:21 to go. 57-52, the Gale lead. You're listening to St. Mary's basketball from Learfield, IMG College.